arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. This entire program is originating from the Cambridge House International Investment Conference up here in Vancouver, British Columbia. You know, the interesting thing is about coming to these conferences is you get to meet old friends who are very, very, in my universe anyway, interesting people. And a fellow who I'm talking with right now definitely is towards the top of that pack, Frank Holmes. Frank is the originator of one of the most successful financial institutions in the United States, U.S. Global Investors. I'm going to take a little bit of time right now. We're going to talk about U.S. Global Investors. And the reason I'm doing that is because I think it's something that everyone needs to be aware of. You know, we talk about individual companies primarily on this program when we talk about investment opportunities. U.S. Global Investors is that and then some. And I'm going to let Frank tell you about it. Where do we start? First of all, you guys trade on NASDAQ under the symbol GROW.
Correct.
Trading for about $7.50 right now.
Correct. And great earnings this past quarter. Our earnings are predicated on the success as being money managers.
Yeah.
So we have 13 no-load funds. We're known for resources and emerging markets. And in the past decade, we've had something like 29 Lipper Awards. And we have four funds in the top of all 8,000 funds in America in the top 25. In addition to that, we have won, 21 awards for education. So our website is very robust. I have a blog that goes out to, I think, approximately 40,000 people in 70 countries. And we try to be unique in explaining volatility. Volatility doesn't mean losing money unless you borrow against an asset.
So you guys, in addition to providing investment opportunities for individuals, you also make it a point to really increase their knowledge of what they're investing in.
In particular,
sure,
the education of emerging markets and resources and what is driving this super cycle. It's a great exercise. You know, every week our money management team produce what's called the SWOT analysis, like game film, like pro sports. What were the strengths and weaknesses of last week? Six sentences. And what are the opportunities and threats for next week in the marketplace? Not talking about individual securities, but macro themes. And that's what's really important for us is that we are true believers that government policies are a precursor to change.
Frank, I got to tell you, that has been my philosophy for quite some time now. I think anybody who doesn't look at those two very important, and I'll use the word sector here, is really missing the boat.
I agree. And then what's fascinating is when you can simplify the world. So we've taken the G7, G8, everyone focuses on, and we create what we like to call the E7, the seven most populated countries in the world, and compare them on taxes, compare them on spending, and compare them on monetary policy, the amount of money being printed, coupled with interest rates, what is happening in the interest rate trends in those countries. And what's interesting, you can take any of the over 100 countries and compare them G7 versus the E7. And what we've found the most profound is that the E7 money supply has been growing at four times what's been going in the G7. That the world's population, 50% of the world's population are in seven countries whose economy has been growing on average over 8%. When you compare that to the G7, who are 18% of the world's population, but 50% of the world's GDP, but growing at 2%, 3%. So there's a significant difference and a shift. And what's taken place, what we've noticed, is in the 70s, China and India were isolationists and fighting with each other, and Russia was behind the Iron Curtain.
Yeah.
Today, they're embracing American Economics 101, free markets to develop their countries. They've been watching CNN for 25 years, and now they all want it. And that's what's really significant. And now we track infrastructure projects. And we think that that's the key factor when we compare, say, China, India. Government policies to create jobs are not based on unionized jobs. And that's one of the drawbacks we're seeing in the U.S. to create jobs for picks and shovels and hammers and saws have been predominantly said, oh, unless they're unionized workers, we're not going to dedicate money there. And with that, you see job creation being basically slowed to a trickle, whereas you're seeing it still robust in many emerging countries.
Yeah, I could go on and on and on about unions, but I don't think I want to do that right now. You know, when you talk about the various, you know, the various aspects of investing, and you talk about political issues, you talk about economic issues, I am curious where right now you guys think on an international level the best opportunities exist.
Well, we think the best where countries are really conscientious about policies for peace and prosperity and balancing those for prosperity. And we see that where governments are basically focused on infrastructure spending, the fast track. So China gets so much negative publicity and empty buildings everywhere. But people are missing in the past decade, Shanghai has built more underground subways than New York has in 100 years.
Right.
Right now, what we think is very significant, profound, is the high, what they call it, speed, light speed rail, that's going to go 240 miles an hour. Now, let me put this in context for you. They're going to connect 250 cities, 24,000 miles of railway, trains going 240 miles an hour. They're going to connect 700 million people. So Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, Starbucks are all lobbying to be in those super train centers.
Of course they are, yeah.
And what China did to start their economic engine was airports, and they're the biggest buyers of Boeing jets and Caterpillars. So now what you're seeing, they build a lot of the buildings in the coastal. Now they're going to the interior. And so if you can't afford an airplane, then you now can afford a car because they built the roads. So what happens if you can't afford either? Everyone in China can travel inexpensively on speed rail. So over the next decade, you're going to see $300 billion go into a huge connectivity that President Eisenhower did in America in the 50s with interstate highways. And America consumed 55% of all the world's commodities building interstate highways. So we think this whole thesis that commodity demand will remain volatile but will remain healthy and strong, because in the 70s, there was no EPA. It was created in 73. Now, we need clean air and clean water, and that's very, very important of high quality and standards. But what's taken place is that the barriers to entry to explore, to develop, ship, store, any type of commodity has gone up dramatically. Coupled with the world's population has doubled. In the early 70s, it was 3 billion. Now it's 7 billion people. And third is government policies in these countries are very pro-American style, free markets to develop jobs.
You know, I find it really interesting that you bring up mainland China. And the reason I find that to be interesting is, as our listeners are aware, you know, any of our listeners who have any longevity with the program, I sat on the board of directors of a publicly traded bank for 22 years. And I was actually a pretty active director in the sense that was involved with the loan committee and some of the other executive committees. And I was the token Caucasian. Everybody, our president was from Taiwan, our chairman lived in Hong Kong, our CFO was a Chinese gentleman from Malaysia. I'll tell you, it's really, really interesting how anybody, in my opinion, in their right mind, could discount, A, the Chinese work ethic, B, the Chinese intelligence, and C, they have to take a look at how Chinese people really view time. Totally different than what we do. It took these guys 20 years to take our little bank from being a little private bank, initially trading at 10 cents, to selling out 22 years later at $15.
Impressive.
Time doesn't matter to them. No, and it's fascinating that you should bring China up. I want to ask you one last question, though, about your fund, and that is, I shouldn't say your fund, I want to say your company, and that is, you've got 13 no-load mutual funds in there. Tell us about that.
Well, the funds that are most famous there in the past year in particular is Global Resources, which was number one for 1 year and for 10 years. Stellar performer. The year before was our World Precious Minerals Fund. We have Eastern European Fund. We're in China. So we really, really, I truly think they have a good grasp of what's happening around the world. An investment team? Second to none. I mean, guys are from Russia, Poland, China, mainland China, working here in San Antonio, Texas, went to American schools, earned their graduate degrees, love America. So I think that from that end, we have a robust view of the world. And on a regular basis, our guys are traveling. Right now, someone's in China on their way back.
Big Al's going to be right back chatting right now with Frank Holmes, U.S. Global Investors. Going to talk more about business and politics. Stick around.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second segment of the second hour of Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Continuing my discussion with Frank Holmes. Frank is the originator, chairman, et cetera, 20% owner of U.S. Global Investors, a good guy, a very, very bright guy. We're going to talk a little bit about what Frank feels is an important issue when it comes to investing, and that is the interplay between politics and business. Your answer.
Part of our investment thesis is that government policies are a precursor to change, and so important to recognize the huge telecommunications boom that took place in the 90s. It was a change in policies towards telecommunications, and it was a change in the government basically unleashing the Internet to the world. You add those two factors in, and then the government very concerned that buildings people would be stuck in elevators and planes would fly drop out of the sky, so everyone had to overbuild for Y2K. Those factors are all government policies, and they can create a huge boom. Vice versa, you having FASB 157 come along that basically was part of the credit contraction
in the U.S.
In the U.S. and then having in 2003 allowing brokers to leverage their balance sheets 30 to 1, allowing Fannie Mae 80 to 1. These are all government policies. So it's important to see how governments are using those dollars on those policies of tax and spend and compare tax rates. So we like to compare corporate tax rates and individual tax rates of the G7 to E7 countries. E7 being the seven most populated countries in the world, which equate about 50% of the world's population, growing close to 8%. Well, I think it's most interesting that their tax rates, individually and corporately, are basically half of what they are in the G7 countries. And so you have lower tax rates, and you have government policies to build superhighways, super airports, railway systems now, et cetera, create a structural change around the world of global economic activity.
Let's not necessarily switch horses here, but when you talk about the E7 countries, that you know the highest population in the world, a country that I'm interested in that doesn't fall into that category necessarily is a country that you and I have spoken about before. You went down to south and you visited Colombia with former President Bill Clinton and Frank Giustra, and you went down there for a very specific reason, and you came back incredibly bullish on that particular country.
Very much so. But my first trip, Al, was with an individual, a serial entrepreneur like you would get out of San Francisco, Serafino Aquino, who was in Venezuela and just built a gold mine and sold it to Gold Fields, was noticing Chavez was basically becoming a dictator.
Sure.
And he said that Colombia is changing, and the rules and the laws of Colombia are pro-America, pro-Canada, and they need capital to develop their oil fields. Well, you compare that to Mexico. Mexico wouldn't let people come and develop their oil fields. Fast forward 6 years later, and what do you have? Mexico's oil fields have halved, and Colombia's have doubled. And Uribe's policies, when I first met him, were all about taxing petrodollars to come back and build infrastructure. And he's building now a superhighway that would take you 14 hours to go from Bogota. 1 hour flight, because it's through mountains, takes you about 14 hours driving a car.
No kidding.
So he's building a superhighway so you can do it in a day. And that's what he's been able to do and create jobs by building pipelines and new ports, etc. So Uribe was very, very key in changing the country and changing policies to basically embrace free markets.
And in the meantime, totally changed the complexion of society down there for the better.
He did. And lots of confidence in the people. And it's the most developed. Outside of Chile, it is a developed stock exchange. Is also public. The Bank of Colombia is an ADR, often shows up in IBD 100. It's an extremely well-run company. And many of their best brains all go to American schools, and they go back. But what's really interesting is the diaspora of Venezuelans. So we always hear about diaspora of other cultures and going back thousands of years. But right in this past decade, the past 8 years has been Venezuela. And some of these guys, one individual, Ronald Pantin, had two graduate degrees from Stanford. I was head of research for the largest oil company in Venezuela. And Chavez basically confiscated all their 401k equivalent assets, made them all, basically penniless. And they hopped on, went over to Colombia, and Serafino Aquino hired them all, raised capital in Canada. 50% of the money came from Americans through a Canadian company called Pacific Rubiola. Started with $5 million, I think 7 years ago. And today, it's going to do $2 billion in cash flow, $1 billion in the bank, with a market cap of $7 billion paying a dividend.
Now, are you guys invested in Colombia through U.S. Global Investors?
Yes, through our funds. And our Global Resource Fund has been there, and our World Precious Minerals. So he's been very instrumental for that first mover advantage of embracing government policy, going into that particular country. And it's safer. It's much safer. If you look, Bloomberg has a function for kidnappings. And if you take a look at kidnappings, Mexico is much more dangerous to be visiting than Bogota. So I think that these are significant opportunities that when a country has lots of rich resources, and Panama is now with a $7 billion expansion of the canal, so it'll be faster to ship material from Colombia right through Panama, building railway on the other side of the Pacific to ship over to China. So I think these are all very significant long-term opportunities.
I find that to be really interesting. You know, David Morgan, a friend of mine, newsletter writer, silverinvestor.com, visited Colombia, oh gosh, probably 4 or 5 years ago. And I remember, I didn't know very much about the country at that time, but David got back and he and I were talking and I said, so what did you think? And he said, Al, honest to God, I'm ready to move my family down there. So what you're saying, you know, because folks on this show are interested really in investment opportunities, you're saying, a lot of people feel that when you get south of the border, in south of the U.S. border, there's a lot of political instability. There is an advent of extreme socialism, et cetera, because of what's happened in Venezuela. I know that's not the case in Chile. I know that's not the case in Argentina. And you're saying also that Colombia is something that investors, if they're looking at companies that have properties in Colombia, they should seriously consider them. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that it's a country that's very well structured. The head of their government agency for giving out energy properties is an MIT PhD. I mean, you're talking about smart people that went to great American schools and also British schools, have gone back to their country, and they're very passionate and proud of Colombia. That's what's really key. When I travel and visit and see the passion and the belief of their own country, and the embarrassment that the drug lords, et cetera, and everyone remembers on FARC, et cetera, they believe they've got to rebuild a great nation. Remember, it's almost 49 million people. It's a very populated country. And the government has to be in a position of creating jobs. And so resources is a huge export business and a way to create jobs.
Well, the resource industry has certainly done wonders for Chile. It is beginning to play a major impact in terms of Argentina, Brazil, et cetera. And so the Colombian people obviously are looking at the success that those countries have achieved from it, and they're probably capitalizing on the mistakes the other countries made, you know, and doing it, I guess I would say, perhaps more efficiently at this point. Been chatting with Frank Holmes. Frank is in charge of an organization called U.S. Global Investors. Take a look at his fund and listen to what he has to say. You will profit from it. Frank, thanks so much, buddy.
Well, thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. Or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. We're on our second hour, and this is the hour where we talk about companies, and I've got one right now that I think you guys are going to find really, really interesting. Before we get into this, remember, this is not investment advice, number one, and number two, I'm highly prejudiced in the case of this company because I own shares in it, which I purchased. Chatting with Greg Myers. Greg is a really interesting guy. He's the president of a company called Casa Gold. PhD geologist, lives just about an hour and a half south of where the little blonde lady and I live. Greg and I were playing golf on Tuesday, chatting about a whole bunch of very interesting things. Obviously, part of the conversation centered around what's going on with Casa south of the border. You guys are in Mexico and Nicaragua, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Let's first of all start out, Greg, with just kind of an overview of the company.
Yeah, right now we're doing exploration in Mexico and Nicaragua and actually drilling in two projects in Mexico. They're both bulk mineable gold targets, and we should be getting results back from the drilling late summer, early fall. And then the project in Nicaragua is a very large series of systems that we think has fantastic potential to be something really large.
Tell me about working in Nicaragua. A lot of people aren't very familiar with Nicaragua. I'm certainly not very familiar with it. You've been down there. You're working down there. What's it like?
Well, from a political side, we think it's looking pretty good. It's stable. And the government is looking for foreign investment, so that's a big advantage. They're very supportive of mining, so that's a big advantage. And we feel that that adds up to a pretty nice situation. The government, B2 Gold, has been down there now for a few years. They put a big investment into their mines, and the government actually showed up to cut the ribbon on their new mine opening. So, you know, it's a very positive thing. From a local community side, it's excellent. The people are friendly. They're supportive of jobs, looking for help from companies like us coming in.
Okay. Let's go north to Mexico. So Nicaragua, you're very comfortable with it, and there's nothing really going on that investors and potential investors in your mind should be familiar with down there of a negative nature, correct?
That's right. It's a nice, stable place to be.
Okay, let's go up to Mexico. You guys are really, really active up there. What's going on there?
Well, from a political side, it's great. There's a lot of news coming out of Mexico about the violence. And it's like being anywhere. You've got to use your head. You've got to work with the local communities. They have to know who you are and why you're there. The local politics that you take care of are the most important thing about working in Mexico.
Well, I know we have a lot of clients, and I have a lot of friends, obviously, in the industry. And regardless of the headlines in the paper, there are some pretty dramatic events going on down there. But I have not yet met one individual who shies away from working down there. They feel very comfortable down there. Kathy and I have been down a couple of times in the last, I don't know, 2.5 years or so. We're pretty comfortable down there. We're pretty comfortable down there. I don't have a problem with it personally. You know, like I said, dramatic events, but as you and I were chatting on the golf course, there are more killings in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., than there are in Mexico. And that's a very, very interesting point.
Yeah, that's what we see. We don't travel at night where you shouldn't be traveling at night, where it's dark and remote. But that's common sense. And just in the cities, I don't see a big difference. But it's because you stay in the areas where tourists or professional people are working. You don't run down to the bars at night and get yourself in a risky situation.
Well,
it's like anywhere.
Let's talk about being in East L.A. Let's talk about being in Harlem. Let's talk about being in downtown Detroit, you know, or downtown of any major city in the United States right now. And I'm certainly not being disparaging. All I'm saying is, you know, you want to be somewhat careful. Okay, what's going to go on this summer in terms of the exploration work at your properties in Mexico, Greg?
We're drilling on both properties in Mexico right now. Have about a 3,000-meter drilling program at the Santiago project, and about 4,000 to 5,000 meters at the Baeza project. Should start to see results coming back by August. So we're really looking September, October is when we'll have a big influx of good news from the drilling program. So that's what we're looking at for Mexico.
How active are you guys down there in terms of number of drill rig personnel, et cetera? And what's your budget for this year?
In Mexico, we have, three geologists at each project, so six geologists in total. My VP of exploration spends most of his time down there. So that's kind of the technical crew. Each project has a half a dozen local helpers that are working with us, one drill rig at both projects. So it's a pretty substantial group, and our budget for each project is about $1 million. So total for Mexico is about $2 million.
So you're working concurrently both in Mexico and in Nicaragua.
That's right. In our Nicaragua project, we have seven geologists now working, and five of those are North American 25-year professionals, so very experienced people. We have a large sampling crews of locals.
Yeah.
We hire lots of locals to keep it busy. And our budget down there is about $1 million.
Is how much?
About $1 million.
$1 million. Okay, so you guys are spending about $3 million in the current year, for lack of better terms. When do you think, Greg, that now you're saying you'll start publishing results probably the end of the summer. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's about the time.
And that's for both Nicaragua and Mexico?
Well, the Mexico drilling will start coming back about then. We'll probably put out an update on the Nicaragua project, but right now we're mapping and sampling and trying to define the best drill targets.
Okay. Now, the end result there is what, hopefully? I mean, are we looking at Casa Gold being a project generator, taken out by a larger company? If, in fact, the asset is as good as you guess it is, would you contemplate having Casa Gold put it into production itself? What's the end game?
The Mexico projects are something that I see Casa Gold could take all the way to production. The Nicaragua project, if it comes together the way we think it's going to, it's something that a major company is going to have to come in and at least partner with us, because it's going to be a several hundred million dollar capital expenditure to get it into production.
Interesting situation. So long story short, I mean, you guys have done it before. Your group has done it before with Endeavor Silver. I mean, Brad has done an excellent job turning Endeavor from an exploration stage company into, you know, a major producer. He is your chairman. And I think that the two of you guys, I mean, I've got nothing but respect for Brad. I've only known Brad now for about 25 years. I've got a lot of respect for him. And with your background, I personally think that the sky's the limit as to where you guys can go. Greg Myers, thank you so much.
Thanks, Al.
And on a personal note, I want to say this guy at one time was a +2 handicap. Do not play golf with him. Unfortunately, now he's spending all his time working. But, you know, that's good for me, because at least I'll be able to give him a game on the golf course for a while until this formerly +2 handicap really starts to get at it. You know, as you can tell by the tone of these interviews when I'm talking with people like Greg Myers, these guys are all really close friends of mine. I've known virtually every one of our sponsor companies for an awfully long time, and that's one of the reasons that I am so happy to have them as sponsors. What does that mean for the listeners? Well, it means, number one, that I'm involved in companies that yes, they do provide a sponsorship on the website, you know, and if you go to our website, we disclose exactly how much money they pay for that. Having said that, these are companies that I've known for a long time and I have a lot of respect for. Don't take what I'm saying as being arm's length advice, because it's not. How can it be arm's length advice when these guys are friends of mine? And in 90% of the companies, I put my own dollars. It's not investment advice. But there are situations that, in my opinion, everyone should take a look at. Going to be right back.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services, or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, I'm wrapping up the show, as I do almost every week, with my friend Keith Schaefer. Keith is our go-to oil and gas individual. He is involved exclusively in his newsletter and in his investments in the oil and gas industry, the energy sector. And, you know, that sector is getting to be more and more important. Let me bring out a couple of things that that came up this week. Number one, the Wall Street Journal had a major article about midweek, and they were talking about the increased supply of natural gas, that is resulting from something that Mr. Schaefer talked about last week, and that being an extraction method called fracking, where water is pumped into a rock, for lack of better terms. The rock is broken up, and the natural gas is consequently brought to surface. The journal brought out the fact that this is a very, very innovative technique. It's a very successful technique. The only question here that arises is that there could be environmental concerns, but they didn't really think that that was going to be a major issue, just a possibility. The journal basically said, here's the deal. With all of the dependence that the United States and other Western countries have on the Middle East, the supply of energy sources needs to shift to some other parts of the world by utilizing natural gas, which we have a huge amount of it in North America. Both our Canadian friends up north and ourselves, we can solve that problem. Keith, let's talk about that first. What are your comments?
Well, Al, thanks for having me on. I think that you're very right in that natural gas is going to be the fuel of the future. And what's going to be happening over the next couple of years, as I see it, is that we're going to see this tug of war between environmentalists and the industry, and they're going to be doing this dance that will force the industry to develop things like food-grade fracking fluid, for example. Right now, fracking fluid is almost always water or oil,
yeah.
And both of them use very trace amounts of chemicals, and the industry has not disclosed what they are all the time. And so what I think you're going to see happen is that you're going to see food-grade fracking fluids. You're going to see the industry go very green on that. And it's not like they're being dragged kicking and screaming. They're just like any other business and responding to their market. So it is going to get worked out, but this could throw some uncertainty into all this abundant natural gas theory for the next couple of years until the two sides really find some common ground.
Keith, let's make sure that listeners totally understand what fracking is, because it is a very, very important part now of the natural gas industry.
Yes, so fracking has been around for over 40 years, and really what it means is sending water and sand down a well at ultra-high pressures. The sand is caught up in a gel along with the water, and it gets blown out from the well bore into the oil formation. And where this has really been used extensively now in the last 10, 15 years is to blow apart tighter rocks, shale, and even some of the tight sand formations that before were just not porous enough to produce oil. But now, with this new technology in the water and sand, cracking the rock, fracturing the rock, which is why we call it fracking, that liberates the oil and gas around the wellbore in this tight rock shale to come in to the wellbore. So human ingenuity has made this work better and better every year for the next 15 years, for the last 15 years. So what's happened is we're seeing now as much as 65% of all American gas is shale, and about 16% of Canadian gas is shale. And so this shale revolution, thanks to fracking, is now being exported around the world.
Yeah.
And so I think that the world is now really seeing that, wow, this is a huge new energy source that's clean burning, and we need to work on it.
Yeah. Keith, let me ask you a question. You know, this program is all about investing. Your business is all about investing. You know, it strikes me that if one considers not necessarily the short term, okay, but the mid to long term, that some real opportunities for profits from this particular sector, this sector being the energy sector, are going to come about from natural gas companies. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Two things are happening on that front for investors that they should be aware of. A is that fracking has become a big industry. In fact, it's as big as drilling. The biggest fracking company in Canada is now bigger than the biggest drilling company in Canada. So the investors in that industry have done remarkably well over the last 3 to 5 years. And the second thing is that for the natural gas producers, this technology has created a whole new class of low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
How many investors have made tens of thousands of dollars on all the shale gas plays that were discovered in the last decade? I'm sure a lot, and that's going to continue to happen. We are finding shale gas in many, many places. So that's why investors should just be aware of what new plays are developing and who's got the big land positions in these areas. And, of course, that's what my newsletter keeps track of.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the reason that I am – my interest has really piqued, Keith, in this particular sector is that – you know, in the past, I followed natural gas off and on for a long time. And in the past, you know, you've got some real seasonality in the sense that typically in the summertime, the price of gas is low. You know, with the onset of the colder months, the price of natural gas goes up. And when you have, you know, you've got huge natural gas escalations in price when you have cold winters, et cetera, et cetera. But I see the scope of investment in this sector increasing, you know, tenfold. And the reason I say that is because I think you've really got almost a perfect storm here, as I believe the number of years that we had in gold. And that perfect storm is we need another source of energy. We need another major source of energy other than just oil, okay? For a whole bunch of reasons, not the least of which is the Middle East. I sense that source of energy, sure, there's going to be a whole bunch of alterations within the industry so that this particular source can be utilized. But I see natural gas as being the energy source, the main energy source, I'd say, for the future. You think I'm right?
It makes perfect sense, Al. It's abundant. It's clean. Yeah, technology is lowering costs on it every year. So, yes, I think you're bang on.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Okay, let's talk about opportunities in the mind of Keith Schaefer within this industry.
In the natural gas and the fracking industry.
Yeah.
Well, I think right now my favorite spot is the fracking companies themselves. They because they're not dependent on energy prices for their stock performance. So there are so many companies going after these shale deposits that all these fracking companies have huge sales backlogs right now. And so I really believe that you can almost throw a dart at the wall here, and everybody is going to have higher stock prices next year. I think one of my favorites would be a company called Gas Frack, symbol is GFS on Toronto or GSFVF on the OTC. And what these guys do is they frack with propane. They have a patent that says they are the only company that can frack with propane. And propane has shown that it doesn't have any environmental problems. It doesn't use water. It doesn't use chemicals. So all the hoopla in the U.S. about environmental problems really doesn't apply to this company. And I think that's going to be a huge lift for it going forward. And propane has shown that it actually goes out farther into the formation than water and oil, so it's able to liberate more oil and gas and increase production much more than traditional fracking. So that would have to be my favorite story and stock
for this
revolution.
Yeah. Now, let's talk just a minute about the revolution. I had a question as you were describing that came to mind, and my question is this. You know, I've been traveling to Canada for 30 years. Love your country, okay? Propane is utilized much more frequently in the transportation industry in Canada than it is in the United States. How much of a hassle is it going to be to incorporate propane into the transportation industry around the world? I mean, are we talking about major, major, almost prohibitively expensive retooling? Got about 30 seconds, and I'm sorry, we'll talk more about this next week.
I think that propane will not end up being hugely used in transportation. I think it's going to be really, truly natural gas. There is more infrastructure right now for propane, but it's being found for other uses. So the price of propane is going up, whereas the price of natural gas is going down.
Okay. Okay. But natural gas can be used as a source of fuel for the transportation industry with a certain amount of retooling. Is that correct?
Absolutely, it can. You bet.
All right. Listen, you guys, this is very interesting to me. I'm sensing that we're uncovering here a very, very potentially lucrative, for lack of better terms, sector in the resource industry. Don't let this one slip under the rug. It's very, very important. We'll get you all the information we can on natural gas. Big Al thinks it's one to look at, and I have to tell you, Keith Schaefer has very definitely brought this to my attention. That's why he's a regular on the program. You guys take a look at his newsletter. Hey, thanks for listening this week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.